This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia today. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and the Chinese President will be the first structured meeting in the last 5 years. The two leaders met last in 2023 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in South Africa. Today's meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control, LAC. During his 2023 meeting with the Chinese president, Mr. Modi had highlighted India's concerns on the unresolved issues along the LAC in the western sector of the India-China border areas. Before meeting Xi Jinping, Prime Minister Modi will address various BRICS sessions. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with the presidents of Russia and Iran, and wherein he stressed the need for peaceful resolution of issues and said war does not bring solutions. In Kerala, Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi will file her nomination for the Lok Sabha by-poll in the Wayanad constituency. Prior to that, the Congress General Secretary will stage a roadshow and address a public meeting at Kalpeta. The by-poll is being held as the elected candidate Rahul Gandhi resigned from the seat to represent Raebareli after winning from both the seats in the last general elections. Mr. Gandhi will accompany Priyanka Gandhi along with the party president Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sonia Gandhi and state party leaders among others. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM and Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD have released the first list of candidates for the assembly elections in Jharkhand. JMM has announced the names of 35 candidates, while RJD has released the names of 6 candidates. Chief Minister and Executive President of JMM, Hemant Soren, will contest Rumbarhat seat, while Speaker Rabindranath Mahato has been given ticket from Nala constituency. Kalpana Soren will fight from Gandhi seat. On the other hand, State RJD Chief Sanjay Kumar Singh Yadav has been given ticket from Husainabad constituency, and former Minister Suresh Paswan will contest from Deoghar seat. The Shiv Sena has announced its first list of 45 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Legislative Assembly elections. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde will be recontesting from the Kopri Pachpakhadi constituency. State Minister Abdul Sattar will contest from Silod and Sanjay Rathod from Digras. The Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena has also announced its second list of 45 candidates. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray's son Amit Thackeray is entering the fray from Mahim, where he will contest against incumbent MLA Sada Sarvankar of Shiv Sena. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the Ayushman Bharat scheme is one of the best social security programs. She said this during an interaction session of the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania in the USA. The finance minister also highlighted the digital infrastructure in India, its utility in direct benefit transfers, inclusion of the African Union into the G20 during India's presidency, among other achievements. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has retained India's GDP growth rate at 7% during the current fiscal year ending March 31, 2025. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF said India is expected to grow at 6.5% in the next fiscal, that is 2025-26. Deloitte India's latest economic outlook has also projected India's economic growth to reach between 7 and 7.2% in the current fiscal. Cyclone Dana is moving with a speed of 3 kilometers per hour towards the Odisha coast and is likely to make a landfall in between the coast of Kendrapara and Balesar district tomorrow night or early morning on Friday, more specifically near Dhamra Port in Bhadrak district. Our correspondent reports the Odisha government has kept the administration of coastal districts of Jagatsingpur, Kendrapara, Bhadrak and Baleswar on very high alert. All other coastal districts have also been kept on high alert as the severe cyclonic storm is likely to affect the entire coastline of Odisha. And with that, we end this news bulletin.